Lester, how important was it for the offense to get this momentum heading into the first big road trip of the season?
I mean, I think no matter what the timing is, it's good to get going. I think swung the bats well yesterday and then again today.
Can you talk a little bit about Barry Zito? He's on this incredible run. Can you talk about what maybe attributing to his success?
Well, I think it starts with his preparation. He's got a great game plan going into every game, and he's been able to execute it. You combine those two things together, you're going to have some success.
Is there not a great insight when Barry seems like he's commanded, he doesn't walk a lot of guys, he's successful. When he walks guys is when he gets in trouble. Is that more a case of not trusting his stuff or not having command, or does he now have both command and trust his stuff, if you know what I'm saying?
I think he does. I think he's pitching, he's throwing each pitch with a lot of conviction, and I think those two kind of go hand in hand, like you're saying, with throwing the ball over the plate, and he's knowing when to expand the zone a little bit too, and again, just is going into the game with a great idea of how he wants to attack each hitter.
What do you think of his oppo stroke?
He's going to have a shift soon, probably.
Now that all the ceremonies are done, are you guys just kind of starting to get back into your rhythm and just concentrating on playing baseball?
Yeah, I mean, I think that we all enjoy our routines.
He doesn't want to look back even to his last start or what he did last year. When did you see him sort of, change his mental approach? And he's having fun, he's taking each start and not, comparing one to another. And it seems to have worked for him.
Honestly, I mean, I don't really know exactly when. But for a while he's been pitching with a lot of confidence, and that's a big key.
How about just offensively? Obviously, you guys know what you're capable of, but when a team's not producing it, just to get to the point where you're not pressing anymore, you know it's going to come eventually, but does this kind of relax you, what's happened the last 3 days to this team?
Yeah, I'm sure it does help. Again, I think we have a group of guys, like you said, that know what we're capable of, and it's a matter of just trying to continue to put a good at-bat together each time you're up there, and good things will happen.
Preston, we were talking to Kevin Durant at dugout. He said he wanted to meet you. Did you talk to him before the game?
Yeah, I got to meet him. That was pretty neat because he's somebody that, I knew how tall he was, and just to see how agile and athletic he is out there on the basketball court to be that big is incredible.
When he says he wants to meet you, how do you react to that?
It's humbling. I mean, you don't even know. I mean, you don't know if they even know who you are to begin with, so that's kind of cool.
He said that he can learn from another championship team. Can you guys learn from the way, different champions operate?
Maybe. I don't know. That's a tough one. Possibly, yeah.
Another sport. Yeah.
Yeah.
What did he say to you?
We didn't. It was nothing of much substance.
Okay.
Hitters don't get a lot of opportunities for the cycle. You had a shot in that last at bat. Were you aware of that? And what happened there?
Well, I was. It was good. I was aware of it, and after a little chin music, I wasn't the most comfortable at bat, but. Was just out in front just a little bit on that last one.
Just curious, how much are you guys sports fans of other sports? You obviously knew who Durant was. Do you follow the other sports much, NBA, NFL?
Yeah, we all do. For me personally, I'm excited about the Masters coming up. I don't know how much we'll get to watch with all the day games in Chicago, but yeah, a lot of us, we follow pretty much all the sports.
You got a Masters prediction?
Man, you gotta like Tiger the way he's been playing.